A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Not every wrestler who was surprisingly chosen to turn down contracts, positions, or a future in a certain promotion has gone on to become an American Nightmare-level success elsewhere, folks. Oh, and a special nod to the fine people over at R-Squared Circle and the fantastic thread this very list was inspired by. So with that said, I am Gareth, this is What Culture Wrestling, and here are 11 times wrestlers bet on themselves and lost. Number 11, Kenta fulfills a WWE dream and pays for it. He may have spent years beating the stuffing out of the likes of Bryan Danielson, Nigel McGuinness, Samoa Joe, and many more in Ring of Honor, and become a legend within pro wrestling Noah. But the wonderfully violent soul known as Kenta still had one dream he wished to fulfill. The Japanese sensation had always wanted a spot in the biggest wrestling company on planet Earth. And after a successful tryout in early 2014, one of the hottest free agents in the game was finally handed a WWE deal. What could have been a dream come true for the creator of the GTS, though, soon turned into a bit of a nightmare. In the wake of being given the typical WWE rebranding treatment upon arriving in early black and gold era NXT, a decent feud alongside Finn Balor against the Ascension lads, and earning a spot in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal was about as good as it ever got for Hideo Itami. A year out with a shoulder injury seriously derailed a promising start, and other injury issues along the way, on top of never quite clicking in the sports entertainment environment, ultimately left Kenta feeling frustrated enough to request his release in 2019, after 5 disappointing years. He did take a chance on his dream, but Kenta, WWE superstar, seemingly just wasn't meant to be. Number 10, the Hardy Boys become broken in AEW. The Hardy Boys will always hold a special place in the hearts of fans of a certain age. But there comes a point in every adored veteran's career when a performer must realize their best days are perhaps behind them, and it's time to start focusing on doing all you can to get the next generation over. Matt Hardy in particular didn't like the sound of gradually stepping into a backstage role as a producer though, telling WWE back in 2020 that he felt he still had enough left in the tank to go for a few more years. Not only that, the broken star felt he could earn more money as an in-ring talent at that point, so Hardy happily departed in March of that year and bet on himself with a big move over to Tony Khan's white-hot alternative. But it did not take long for folks to grow tired of the broken shtick that had been precisely that in his prior workplace, and the arrival of a battered charismatic enigma post-WWE release didn't exactly get fans' pulses racing for one last Hardy Boys run at the top either. Both brothers clearly felt they weren't being used to their full potential within their long time home, but their underwhelming time within the All Elite machine tells the story of two legends who are closer to becoming obsolete than they would like to admit. Number 9, Andrade El Idolo wanted to be used, but the grass was not greener in AEW. Andrade El Idolo followed in the footsteps of the likes of Matt Hardy and jumped ship to AEW in 2021. Unlike the broken one, the former NXT champion actually requested his release from the company in March of that year, with WWE initially digging in their heels before finally giving Andrade the chance to properly follow his dreams elsewhere. But after deciding he needed to be somewhere where he would actually be used and get to prove exactly why he was one of the most gifted workers on the planet on his day, El Idolo popped up in AEW, a place where he made more headlines for backstage scuffles than he did for his in-ring performances. Brought in at a time when Tony Khan was seemingly throwing a contract at a new talent each and every week, El Idolo quickly found himself getting lost in the shuffle. And while his post-injury collision slash Continental Classic run was certainly a strong enough way to close out his time under the All Elite banner, this will forever go down as a gamble that just didn't pay off for the disgruntled Mexican wrestler. Now I want to know, who do you think has been the biggest WWE to AEW success? It probably wasn't Andrade, but you let me know who was in the comment section down below. Number 8, Matt Bloom trains Japanese superstardom for Lord Tensai. On the back of a pretty forgettable few years within the WWE system, as everything from Prince Albert to A-Train, the big lad known as Matt Bloom decided to take on Japan after getting released in 2004. The years that followed turned out to be the greatest of his entire career, smashing it under the name of Giant Bernard as part of the Bad Intentions tag team alongside Carl Anderson. The duo became IWGP Tag Team Champions in New Japan Pro Wrestling and held onto those straps for a staggering 564 days. But that still didn't stop him jumping at the chance to return to Vince McMahon's company in 2012. Unfortunately for Bloom though, WWE completely fumbled what could have been an impactful comeback in no time at all. After foolishly opting to have this silly looking Lord Tensai make his return on the same night Brock Bloody Lesnar did, a decent enough early push, one that saw him defeat John Cena and CM Punk, was dropped within a matter of months, as the company lost interest in a goofy character that clearly wasn't getting over with the crowd. A defeat to Cena kicked off a losing streak that saw him eventually getting dumped into the comedy section of the show, before Bloom ultimately stepped away from TV to help mold the next generation down in NXT. Number 7, DDP doesn't want to sit on the sidelines, so he became a stalker instead. Though the average wrestling fan was disappointed about the fact many of WCW's biggest names didn't opt to immediately step through WWE's doors after Vince McMahon bought his longtime rivals, you couldn't really blame those who decided to stay home, rest up, and see out their AOL Time Warner contracts. I mean, what would you do? Diamond Dallas Page had other ideas, though, and felt this was the perfect time to bet on himself and make a splash in the sports entertainment company. It's just a shame that boldness was rewarded with one of the most dreadful storylines imaginable, with the People's Champion being revealed as the bloke who'd been creepily stalking The Undertaker's wife, Sarah. Sure enough, this bizarre introduction did absolutely nothing for the star who'd once been a fan favorite WCW hero, and he never recovered from getting completely bullied by the dead man out of the gate. The potential was certainly there to add yet another main event level beloved face to his collection, but Vince was more interested in making WCW talents look inferior to his superstars, and DDP was left regretting not walking away from this god-awful debut pitch.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Number 6, Bobby Fish and AEW didn't see the same numbers, so he went looking for lies. Bobby Fish had been released by WWE in August, and his emergence in AEW 2 months later had some folks wondering whether TK could somehow recapture the lightning in a bottle that was that super popular NXT faction. He could not. Though Fish would go on to challenge for AEW World Tag Team Championship gold alongside a Kyle O'Reilly who made the jump in December 2021, an undisputed reunion never really properly actually got going thanks to injuries to Adam Cole and O'Reilly. By August 31st, 2022, Fish was gone from the company after his one-year deal had expired, with the former NXT Tag Team Champion eventually noting to Fightful's Wrestling Perspective podcast how he felt he was worth more than the number he was offered by AEW to stay. And what followed this call to bet on himself and walk away from the Elite workplace? A rather short failure of an Impact run. One that saw him debut, cut one of the most infamously bad promos of modern times, Where's the Lie? And getting bested by Impact World Champion Josh Alexander in the space of just 1 month. Cheers for watching this video today, my friends, and tap that subscribe button down below for more What Culture Wrestling chaos. Number 5, Kushida wanted to try out WWE, but soon learned that NXT was not the place for him. Kushida finally opted to head stateside and took a chance on making a name for himself within the WWE landscape in April 2019. Up to that point, Kushida had done everything he could in New Japan Pro Wrestling's junior heavyweight division. But after growing tired of not being given the opportunities he desired at heavyweight, Kushida professionally finished up in New Japan Pro Wrestling and eventually became a member of the NXT roster. Despite Triple H and the gang giving the star a number of opportunities to show off his outstanding work rate and even making him NXT Cruiserweight Champion for a spell though, Kushida never really caught fire in developmental, even pre-2.0 revamp. The eventual move into more comedic waters alongside Ikem and Jiro as the Jacket Time team, and WWE's new focus on investing in promising athletes under 30 rather than brilliant older wrestlers, then left Kushida feeling redundant, as he told New Japan Pro Wrestling, and by April 2022, the star knew his time was up with the promotion, leaving at the end of his deal before eventually re-signing with New Japan and putting pen to paper on a TNA deal too. At least he had a go though, eh? Number 4, Sting doesn't like TNA's contract offer, so decides to finally give WWE a go. It must be said that the Stinger has made a career out of betting on himself and winning big. While others decided to eventually show up in WWE after their AOL Time Warner deals expired, Sting saw how many of those WCW stars were treated and decided to take his talents elsewhere to TNA. And when WWE eventually refused to give the Icon the final match against The Undertaker he yearned for, and he sensed things just weren't working out with Vince McMahon's company, Sting once again gambled on a big move in 2020, this time to Tony Khan's AEW. Not every gamble has led to a run as unbelievable and consistently acclaimed as those aforementioned spells, though. After apparently not liking and turning down the contract renewal offered to him by TNA at the time, according to Kurt Angle in an appearance on JR's Ross Report podcast, Sting finally bit the WWE bullet in 2014. What followed was an initially captivating run that soon turned sour, as the WCW legend was defeated in both of his PLE appearances, falling to Triple H and Seth Rollins at WrestleMania 31 and Night of Champions 2015, respectively. That latter contest very nearly ended his career, too. But almost 10 years on from that disappointing run, Stinger is still kicking all the ass during a predictably awesome retirement tour. Number 3, Mystico doesn't become the next Rey Mysterio after kissing goodbye to Mexico. He may be largely remembered as one of the biggest flops in WWE history by your average sports entertainment fan, but Mystico was unquestionably a mega draw in Mexico in the time before putting pen to paper on a deal with Vince McMahon's promotion in 2011. Instead of staying put in Mexico and continuing on as a huge box office attraction for CMLL though, Mystico jumped at the chance to potentially become WWE's next Rey Mysterio. However, it soon became painfully clear that this mass sensation was not the right fit for the version of WWE he was arriving in at that stage. On top of reportedly pissing off folks in the locker room, after carrying himself like the star he felt he was, the fact WWE didn't want him working the style that got him so over in Mexico also didn't help the now Sin Cara. In the end, the Mexican megastar became more known for his regular slip-ups and botches in between the ropes than the spectacular athleticism that brought him to the dance. And by 2014, the Sin Cara character had been officially inherited by Hunico, with Mystico finally parting ways with the company in March. In short, this once intriguing gamble well and truly backfired. Number 2, CM Punk tries to become an Ultimate Fighter. Back in 2014, the best in the world was unquestionably done with the wrestling business. A frustrating end to his time inside of the WWE bubble left him wanting to be as far away from the industry as possible. And with CM Punk not getting any younger at the time of his departure, and the UFC offering him the chance to step inside the octagon, the voice of the voiceless finally decided to throw his all in into becoming a professional MMA fighter instead. Unfortunately for the punker though, as he'd eventually revealed to Renee Paquette on her Sessions podcast, he soon discovered that he was in fact too old for this shoot fighting stuff. Unlike the freak of nature that is Brock Lesnar, Punk didn't take to MMA like a duck to water. He was steamrolled by both Mickey Gall and Mike Jackson in his two professional bouts, before ultimately retiring from MMA in favor of an epic return to pro wrestling in 2021. It takes some serious guts to take such an insane risk at 36 years old, though the eye-watering paydays likely took the edge off. But this gamble on becoming the latest WWE star to successfully kick ass inside of the cage sadly just ended up becoming one of the more embarrassing chapters in the CM Punk story. Number 1, EC3 controls his narrative. There was a time there when it honestly looked like EC3 had all the makings of a genuine next top WWE talent. He had that godlike physique that transformed Vince McMahon into his own meme, was decent enough in between the ropes, could hold his own on the stick, and definitely possessed enough charisma to survive at the top of the card. But things just never really worked out for the top 1% on WWE programming, with the cocky soul bafflingly being turned into a largely mute character in the wake of being called up from NXT. EC3 inevitably found himself among the wave of sudden WWE releases in April 2020. However, instead of following many of his former colleagues to various other promotions, the former TNA World Heavyweight Champion felt like betting on himself and controlling his own narrative. Admittedly, a group of irritated performers coming together to create their own company isn't a terrible idea on paper, but it soon became apparent that this promotion full of angry, in-control dudes, fighting not their opponents but themselves, all while not being allowed to unleash forbidden superkicks, suicide dives, and Canadian destroyers, was being aimed at a very specific audience. Unsurprisingly, the departures of the likes of Karrion Kross and Braun Strowman were moves the questionable Fight Club-inspired promotion struggled to cope with, and EC3's often uncomfortable attempt to control his own narrative has been rather quiet ever since. Did you enjoy this Times Wrestlers Bet on Themselves and Lost video? Then check out this 10 Times Wrestlers Bet on Themselves and Won list. See, sometimes it works out. Bye-bye!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.